This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
I don't know that I believe he would automatically be reelected, but it's a huge political gift that confirms his narrative about the administrative state and the intelligence community essentially targeting him for political purposes.
Subscribe to the Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
It's my kid's first day of being a junior in high school. And so, you know, there's going to be like fanfare and whatnot.
Remember when he was two? Remember?
Yes, I do. It was like 4 seconds ago. I don't even understand what's happening. And you guys, super excited because today we get to remind you about the wonderful people at CozyEarth.com/chicks. And if you've not heard of Cozy Earth, they make the most luxurious, glorious loungewear for women and men, by the way, that is made from the viscose from bamboo. And I don't really know anything about the technicalities of that, except that I know how it feels on your skin. And it's temperature regulating somehow, which I don't even know how that works with a fabric, but it works. I have like their long sleeve PJ, like the capri pant kind of thing, and like the long sleeve tee for sleeping. And I have their kimono robe. And it's like you're putting, I don't even know how to describe the softness of this fabric. I mean, you know, you've got their like the jogger thing.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yep. It's amazing. And in Texas, you need that. You need it in Texas. It's hot here, y'all. It's hot. And I wear it around the house. I mean, it's fantastic. It's like has this cooling effect. It's fantastic. And it's luxurious. You feel like you're $1 million in it.
So,
it's so
special.
Great.
And I saw that they have a couple of new things on their website. Like they have socks, which I'm very interested in because you know I love me some warm socks in the winter. But they also have like a sleep hoodie dress, like a nightgown with a hoodie. Are you kidding me? So I'm super stoked. They've got all kinds of new stuff. And you can save 35% on their loungewear when you use code CHICKS at CozyEarth.com/chicks. So make sure to check them out.
Okay, one more thing. We did a deep dive yesterday with a fantastic guy, Dr. Sean. He's with Jace Medical, and it's just a wonderful organization that we're working with now. And they, listen, you guys have got to listen to this deep dive. It comes out today. Our producer, Fallon, will have it out today. And if you have a preparedness kind of kit at your house where you have like water and you have food and all that kind of stuff, it's great that you have all that and that you're prepared, but do you have medicine? And this is the thing that we're starting to think about now. And this company is fantastic. And it's just something for you guys to listen to. It's very informative. We're talking about antibiotics, that like if there's an anthrax attack, I know that people don't really think about this a lot. Or what if you cut your leg and you get an infection? Have you thought about that? So this is a company that has thought about that for you. It's something that you need to listen to and prepare for. And I would check it out. Out that deep dive today. Check it out. So think about that and listen to it. And I think you guys are going to be very happy that you do. So
it was awesome. He is awesome. Also, you guys, our friends at Grateful American Apparel, they are so close to selling 200 of the official Chicks on the Right Camp Tono meet and greet t-shirts. They're like in the high 170s. So we need to push them over to the 200 mark. You can help us do that. GratefulAmericanApparel.com. They not only have the Camp Tono meet and greet t-shirts, but they also have patriotic t-shirts, all the proceeds of which go to help veterans and first responders. So pony up, you guys. Help out Brian at Grateful American Apparel. It's for such a good cause, and you're going to love the t-shirts that you get from there. Okay, obviously lots and lots and lots and lots of news to get to. So there's still, we're reeling still from the big raid, which by the way, Democrats are now trying to redefine. It's not a raid, you guys, that happened at Mar-a-Lago.
No.
It's a legal executed court ordered search. It's just a little searchy search.
It was a social visit. It was just a social visit. That's what it was. They just popped in for some tea. That's what they did. It was no big deal, you guys.
Did you hear today too that they like went through Melania's clothes?
Yes. Can you
imagine?
That
they rifled through her clothes? What the hell?
I don't know. To me, that's a little pervy, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a little pervy.
It's like, we want to touch all your clothes. What the hell, FBI?
I mean, it's just so freaking sketch. So one of Trump's lawyers was on, I don't even remember which show last night, but she was on the show to talk about, because there's a big question right now, and it was actually one of my questions. The question was, you know, obviously the court order is sealed by the court. So the press, no one knows what the cause was for the raid. This is obviously the big question. And so since normal practice would require that if you are served with a warrant, you can see it. Everyone was asking, well, Trump obviously got served or his attorneys got served. Why won't he just release it? It doesn't matter that it's sealed by the court. He has it. He should release it so everybody knows what the hell is going on. So one of his attorneys was on TV last night to address that very question. Here she is.
When I arrived and kind of announced myself as the legal representation for President Trump. I asked to see a copy of the warrant. Initially, they refused and said, you know, we don't have to show it to you. And there was a little bit of an exchange about whether it was appropriate to withhold the warrant when you're searching the residence of the former president who's likely to be the Republican nominee in the next election. So they conceded and let me see it. They did not give me a copy of it right away, but they did let me see it. It was very, I would say, thin. And as you can tell from public records, the affidavit, the supporting documentation of what the probable cause was to obtain the warrant has been sealed. So we're not allowed to see that. We have to go to court to request the judge to release that, which, you know, may or may not happen. So we don't know what the probable cause is, why they were allowed to search, but they did.
But what were they looking for? Did that give you any indication? Were they looking for documents like we've been led to believe for the Presidential Records Act? Is that really the foundational ask on the warrant was for the Presidential Records Act, which has never been aggressively pursued or prosecuted in this country, not once since 1978 when it was put in place? Is that what they told you?
Yes. And yeah, that actually is. They also said that they were looking for classified documents, evidence of a crime as far as classified documents go. So they were looking for both classified information that they think should not have been removed from the White House, as well as presidential records. The irony of both, if you want to call it that, is that it is the president himself who gets to decide what is a presidential record. So why they get to redefine that is unclear, and why they get to search, why that's even in a warrant, it doesn't really make any sense. And the same thing with any potential classified information, which I don't believe there was any down there. We had done a search of it before and didn't find anything noteworthy. Yet I'm sure that they're claiming that there was something, you know, terribly egregious, that's a grave matter of national security. But we'll find out.
Unbelievable.
They're really good at redefining stuff, aren't they?
Right?
Yeah. They're becoming very, very good at that on a daily basis. Wow. How terrifying is that?
His own lawyers and he is not allowed to see the probable cause?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It gets more aggravating and terrifying simultaneously every hour as we watch this
Well,
unfold.
And, you know, it's not just outrage on the right. So if you were paying attention to TV coverage yesterday, like all day long, there were analysts on CNN even who were like, this seems a little bit of an overreach. Here is one of CNN's legal analysts talking about his reaction to it.
I think one thing everyone agrees on is there are a lot of questions here, Paul. A lot of questions. There are not a lot more answers to come. We've heard a lot about the Presidential Records Act now, and have for quite some time. If this becomes a Presidential Records Act violation, not more, do you think it is enough to warrant all of this?
No, it's not enough to warrant all this. And this is a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice to serve a warrant on a former president and to raid his personal residence.
I mean, it doesn't get clearer than that. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
well, I think partially they're scared too, because they see people on the right being emboldened by this. And they also see the fact that, you know, it's like you and I were talking before we got on, and I was saying that I think one of the reasons that Trump ran in the first place is because he was sitting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that first time when Obama was like goading him and kind of, I don't even want to say bullying, but he was teasing him that one time about, you know, the birth certificate stuff. And I think that was the moment where he like snapped and he clicked and he said, okay, well, I'm done. I'm going to run. Like, this is it. Because there were times in like the early 2000s where he thought about running for president and it just wasn't the right time. But I think finally when the establishment was like pushing him and then he was made fun of and he was kind of embarrassed at that dinner and the establishment was like poking fun of him, he was like, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to run. And he did. And he won because he doesn't like being backed into a corner. You know, and he's a fighter. The guy is a fighter. I mean, if there's one thing we've seen, he's that. Look what they're doing to him. You don't think that the guy's going to come out swinging with this?
Oh, yeah. And it's so funny that like Eric's, you know, Eric Trump was on saying a lot of people who were asked and who had talked to Trump after this happened, they were all asked, what was his reaction? How did he react? And every single person was like, he was surprisingly calm. He was very calm because at this point he expects it. He expects this kind of treatment. And so, but the problem is, and one, you know, one of the most famous Trump memes, I guess, if there is, I don't know if that's the right word, but there's a picture of him where he looks really serious and like stern. And the meme says something like, they're trying to go after you. I'm in the way, which has always been one of the very, very best memes. And Marco Rubio, you had told me about this clip this morning. It's so good. He was on with Hannity last night talking about how this really is not an attack on Trump, but an attack on all of us. And exactly how that attack is going to play out is already playing out. You can already hear it in the coverage. Listen to this.
Who is speaking out against all of this, Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Senator, you actually said about this, I found it interesting, that Joe Biden, the administration, the DOJ, the FBI are playing with fire.
Look, I'm here in a very unique position in South Florida, surrounded by people that come from countries where this is familiar to them. This is shocking to Americans. But in Latin America and many of these, you know, countries around the world, here's what happens. A group takes power. One of the first things that group does is they begin to persecute and go after their political opponents. And then when the supporters of their political opponents begin to complain about it, they begin to target them and they criminalize opposition. And that's what's happening here now. They took power. They are demanding, and you see it on Twitter, you see their public statements, they are demanding, they want Donald Trump arrested, they want him charged right now, they wanted him charged months ago, years ago, they wanted him charged. And I'm telling you the next thing you're going to see here, Sean, because it's the playbook, and that is they are now going to begin to say, oh, these Trump supporters, these Republicans, they're very upset, they're saying very angry things, we think they might be a threat, we think they're radical extremists, let's start arresting them. You're going, the next step in this process is going to be that people who are supporters of Donald Trump or just conservatives complaining about this are going to begin to get harassed by, are going to begin to get labeled as potential insurrectionists and are going to begin to get harassed by law enforcement. That's the next step in this playbook, sadly.
That's freaking terrifying.
Yeah, and you know how I know that? Why did they hire all those IRS people? Why the hell do you guys think that they did that?
And arm them.
Yeah, why do they have all that ammo stockpiled? Why does the IRS, why do a bunch of freaking accountants have ammo stockpiled? You think that's just because what? I mean, it's like, if you think that there's not a plan for this, you're out of your freaking minds. I mean, this is like, it's textbook stuff. So, I mean, a lot of people who are just sitting around going, oh, no, that can't happen in America. Look around.
It is happening.
It is happening right now. So, I mean, there is no place else to go. I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but I'm just saying there is no place to escape to, you guys. America is it. We are the last place to go. Just keep that in mind. We're it. We are the place that people escape to. We're it. So you have to remember that. Okay, so that's why you have to make sure that you get your ass to the polls and you do the right thing and that we, and you do not just sit and be complacent. You cannot be complacent. I know so many people that are conservatives that are polite and they're like, oh no, it's fine. I'm not gonna speak up. I'm just gonna be polite and sit over here. This is what drives me crazy about conservatives. That's, we've done that for way too long and that's why we're in the position that we're in. So don't do it, quit doing that.
We got to get to Trump's amazing ad, and we're going to play the whole thing because it was so, so, so good. But before we get to that, I got some extra special news from Nutrisystem about a plan that they have got right now. If you are a woman who is married to a man and you are worried about your man carrying a little bit of extra weight because you know he's not healthy enough. There is now a man plan, you guys. It's a specific plan from Nutrisystem.com/meals where you can get Nutrisystem for men at their 2019 pricing. So if you're thinking that your guy maybe is tired, he's lacking energy, if you're looking for a plan that's designed specifically for dudes, it's perfect because it's super easy and it allows men to eat 6 times a day. And their premium meals they're 50% bigger than before. They've got more than 30 grams of protein in them. The guys get breakfast, lunches, dinners, and snacks. Everything is prepared for them. It's super, super easy. And the thing about it is that they keep their secret about the man plan is that the way that they spread apart the meals is that they keep your blood sugar level steady. And that is their secret to helping guys lose weight. So if you're a woman and your guy's been resistant so far, maybe now is a good time to try going to Nutrisystem.com/meals, Nutrisystem.com/meals, and you will get their 2019 pricing. Do it today.
That's good stuff. And make sure that you guys are going to our website too, chicksonright.com, checking out all of our stuff, bookmarking it. It's like the place to go for all things chicks. So do that. I have one more thing to say. I see a lot of comments in here that are like, oh, we need to go to the polls so they'll erase our votes. That drives me freaking crazy. Stop saying that crap. You can think it, but I don't care. You still need to go to the polls. Listen, I am a precinct chair here in Texas, and that is one of the things that drives me crazy. There are too many people, there are too many conservatives that are not voting. You guys have no idea how the voter rolls are so low right now. And it's so many Republicans who are like either not registered to vote or they're just not voting. They're not participating in elections. You need to vote, okay? And tell your friends to vote. I don't care if you think that your vote doesn't matter. Still go and do it. You have no idea how
it has to be overwhelming. It has to be an overwhelming turnout.
Yes. Our numbers are so low right now. You have no idea. So don't think, my vote is in Texas. They're like embarrassingly low. They're so low. So please vote. If you think that it doesn't matter, it matters. I promise you. Still, I implore you to vote. I cannot stress that enough. Please do it. Everybody here should be doing it. If you're in this broadcast, you have to be out there voting and like grab 5 more people and do it. It's so incredibly important. Okay. I'm off my soapbox.
Do you guys remember back to when Trump was at his absolute best when he was giving a State of the Union address? There was never a time that I loved him more than when he was giving the State of the Union addresses. He was masterful at it. And this ad, I don't know if it's written by Stephen Miller, who was probably the person responsible for most of his State of the Union addresses. I don't care who wrote it. He delivers it perfectly. It's got the right balance. It strikes the right chord of like, look at how shitty things are. And then here is some hope for you at the end. Are you guys ready for this? Pull up a chair, make sure you're sitting down and just soak this in.
We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than 5 decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history. And we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just 2 short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
It really was.
I got chills all over again.
See?
Oh, so good.
God, I'm so sick of this administration. So sick of this crap, you guys. Seriously.
And like, yes, if he just stays on this message, if he can just focus and like get rid of the ego and stay on this message, he will convince people like me, who is like all in the tank for DeSantis, right? And I have been for months. That ad literally makes me waver. It makes me think, man, that was the best of Trump. If he could just stop being the kind of Trump that people get insane over and crazy over, which is too closely in his nature, then he would get more people like me to be like 100% in. That's the kind of stuff that I'm just like, man, when he's good, he is so, 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 so good.
I gotta tell you what's going on though, what they're doing to him does not help the Democrats.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't help. It's just, there are people that could be on the fence. I don't know who those people are in this country right now. I can't believe there are anybody left. Anybody is left sitting on the fence at this point in this country. I don't know who the hell you are. But I mean, if there is anybody on the fence and they see that, what a compelling case. I mean, this country is a complete crap hole right now because of this.
In just 2 years. In just 2 years.
Short years. I mean, they have destroyed this beautiful country. Destroyed it. I don't even think they mentioned immigration in that ad. I was looking. Did they? Did I miss it? Did I miss it?
You know what? I think you're right. I don't think they did.
Didn't even mention the border. And I was just like, I mean, geez, you throw that in there. And it's like, okay. Well, I mean, seriously, there's so much crap that they have destroyed in the short time that they've been in office. My God, it's like a bull in a china shop. And then you look at what's happened in the past 2 days, and it's like, wow. Yeah, they have literally emboldened our side. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else you can do. It's like, and then I ask that question, and tomorrow it will be something else.
Yeah, something else will just go completely haywire. Like, you know, the other thing he doesn't mention, like women still can't get their hands on baby formula. Like there's so much going on that is terrible that has happened in the last years. It would have taken an hour to fill up, to do an ad. You know, all that said, it was perfection.
Right, right.
Yesterday we talked about KJP, who we were looking forward to yesterday's presser, right? Because how in the world was she going to address all the questions about the raid? And it was exactly as you might predict. And it wasn't just Peter Ducey who was trying to hold her feet to the fire. It was also that Caitlin from CNN. I forget her whole name. But here's a first clip of Peter Ducey trying to get some answers out of KJP.
This administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents.
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law. the president believes in the independence of the Department
of
Justice?
That's a yes or no.
It's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question. I'm answering the question, and I'm telling you that we are not going to comment on a criminal investigation. The president has been very clear. I laid out what his thoughts were back on January 7th in 2021 about how he saw the Department of Justice. And I'm just going to leave it there. We're not going to comment from here, from this White House, on a criminal investigation that is currently happening.
Okay, so they believe in the rule of law, except for the 2 million illegals that are pouring over our border. Okay, so that, but it doesn't apply to them, and it doesn't apply to the Clintons. It doesn't apply to Hunter Biden or the Bidens in general. It doesn't apply to a whole swath of Democrats. It just applies to, I don't know, Republicans? It applies to us, and it applies to not any of those people that they deem it necessary, right? Is that the case?
That's the case. That is the case.
He believes in the rule of law. I was screaming at the television yesterday, and I normally don't do that. I'm like, you are so full of crap.
Well, and especially the part where she's trying to say they didn't know. Give me a break. That's
right.
When Caitlin from CNN was like, okay, so like, when did you know? How did this play out? Look at this.
Has the White House been told whether or not Attorney General Garland signed off on the search warrant himself?
We learned about this. The president learned about this just like you all did. Through the public reports, and we learned about this just like the American people did.
So you don't know whether or not Garland signed off on it?
I don't have anything more to share. So we did not know about this, and we have not been briefed on this. We learned about this just like the public, just as you all were reporting it through the public reports.
Load of crap.
Well, that makes them look completely inept then, because the DOJ should, in fact, report to Biden, because that is his DOJ, right? I mean, he's in essence like the CEO of the country. That's the way I look at it anyway. And so that's, to me, that I feel like that is a big, bad mistake on his part, another one, because it just shows his complete ineptness in this whole thing. It's like, well, I have no idea what my people are doing. You probably should know what they're doing.
It's probably a good idea to know.
Yeah, you should know what Garland and what Ray are doing, right? Don't you think?
You would think. And then, you know, the FBI also took the cell phone. They confiscated a cell phone with a warrant, apparently, of Representative Scott Perry. They just literally met him on the street and took it. They said, we have a warrant for your phone. Give it up. And he's like, what the hell? So a sitting congressman, I mean, the FBI is out of control right now. Like, it's freaking crazy. So Ducey tried again and said, does the president at least, does he consider President Trump to be a political rival? And here is how that line of questioning went.
So I can't speak to that at this time.
Thanks, Karine. Do you consider Donald Trump to be a political rival of President Biden?
I'm not going to speak to that from here.
But you talk about Trump all the time. So do you consider him to be...
I don't talk about Trump all the time.
Ultra MAGA, you guys were criticizing his handling of COVID last week. Yeah. You've mentioned his January 6th response a couple days ago. No. So can you say, based on all that... I didn't say anything about Mar-a-Lago. I'm just asking you if you consider the president...
I'm saying from here, I'm not going to comment on that.
Does the president still want to think that he would be very fortunate to run against Trump in 2024, like he has said before?
Again, I'm not going to comment on...
the president. In the next election, I'd be very fortunate if I had that same man running against me. Does he still...
All I can tell you, Peter, is that the president intends to run in 2024.
She's so aggravated with him.
Yeah. And you know what? If we are all better for it, you hag. We are all better for it. I hope he runs in 2024. I cannot wait to see. We all on the right cannot wait to see that. Seriously, you giant hag. Am I wrong? It'll be so fantastic. Somebody's going to have to drug him up so hard in his big black beady eyes that don't blink. It's going to be the greatest spectacle ever. Whoever he runs against, he could run against my Great Dane, and my Great Dane would do a better job than that guy. Am I wrong?
Oh my God, no.
And yesterday, you just played the coat thing yesterday.
Right.
Like, I can't put my coat on.
Wait, this jacket has arms? I don't know how to do that.
Japan's wedding angels.
Angels.
America's choice in home care. Can't with this guy.
I want to remind you guys about this amazing contraption. This right here is the Thunderstorm Eden Pure's Thunderstorm Air Purifier from EdenPureDeals.com. This little thing that you just plug right into your wall, doesn't take up any floor space whatsoever, can clear out the nasty odors from whatever odor-causing thing is happening in your house, whether it's a litter box or just wet dogs or lacrosse gear or something bad that you cooked up in the kitchen that didn't quite work out.
Cow crap on your boots. That happens to me.
See? Whatever your issue is, you plug one of these things into your wall, you turn it up to whatever like volume of air freshening you need, air purifying you need. And I'm telling you, like within 10 minutes, it's gone. The bad smells are gone and you have fresh air once again. They're miraculous, these little things. They even have like a little USB port so that if you're in a car that has a USB connection, you can even use this in your car. These are fantastic and they're on mega sale right now. You can save $200 on a 3-pack of these little babies when you use code CHICKS3 at EdenPureDeals.com. You're going to be so glad you did.
Okay, before we go on, okay, this is probably the worst thing that could ever happen to Mock. I'm glad
why
she's
would you
sitting
do
down.
This?
Okay,
why would you do
hey,
this?
This is because it's the birth of a two-headed turtle. Okay, and it has this happened in Holland, I believe. It has four front legs, and it's very active. I think he's very happy. This is Mock's worst nightmare. Okay?
I freaking hate these things. And now there's a two-headed one?
Uh-huh. He's predicted to live a long and healthy life. He was hatched to a breeder, which I think is really strange. But anyways, he's been named Sorte, which means luck in Portuguese. And he was hatched on the 1st of August. He was hatched in Holland. And I'm not sure why somebody...
This is just mean. This is mean.
I know. It's probably a little bit mean. But I mean, I just want you to know that he's happy and he's very active. And
he's going to be happily chewing off the legs of other turtles. That's what he's going to be happy doing. Because that's what turtles do.
I wonder which head is going to... Because, you know, whenever people have twins, there's usually like a good one and an evil one. So this one is like, there's like a happy head and then there's like an evil head, you know? So anyways... I know it's completely weird looking, but I saw that yesterday and I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
I'm going to torment my best friend for no particular reason. That's what I'm going to do.
I knew you'd love that. I knew you would. I don't know. Maybe it's a nice turtle.
No,
Sorte.
That's not a thing.
No.
It's not a thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. Listen, they say that when you're afraid of something, you need to expose yourself to it as much as humanly possible.
I've tried to do that and it doesn't help. I've tried.
I'm trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you because I love you. I'm just trying to help you. That's all. I wonder what's going to happen today, you guys. I wonder what's going to happen. I don't know. I mean, it's maybe a plague. I don't know. What's going to happen? I don't know.
Say the words.
Oh, you guys, bring it in. Bring it in, everybody.
That's usually when Cash wakes up.
Bring it in. He's not. He's been so lazy lately. Acting like a Democrat. Everybody bring it in. It's a big giant hug time. You guys, I hope that you have a really, really good Wednesday. It's going to be a great Wednesday. We're going to get through it. I know. Everybody keep praying. Everybody just keep praying, plowing through. And you know what? We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same chick time, same chick channel. We'll be here.
That's right.
You guys hope you're going to be here too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
I mean, I don't know that I believe he would automatically be reelected, but it's a huge political gift that confirms his narrative that he has said about the administrative state and the intelligence community essentially targeting him for political purposes.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.